Now, you mentioned the Blue Angels a little while ago, and also the Thunderbirds. And the lead, as we all know from watching TV or whatever, right. the lead talks through the entire right, show, exactly. right? Do you all do the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah. The thing, flying lead, that I always wanted to do is be sure that there's never any guesswork. When we head downhill and getting ready to do a maneuver or whatever, I don't want any of them ever second guessing what's next, because that's a good way to get yourself hurt. So it may be a situation where I may talk too much, but if you're getting ready, even like flying in air traffic control or something, you want to tell people, you're getting ready, you're going to turn left, you're going to turn right, we're adding power, going up, down. They never need to be wondering what's next. If you're doing that, you're failing as a leader.
Yeah. The ironic thing is, like I said, you do, as a lead, you do try to talk. But we've had cases where, I remember one time Alan was leading and his mic went out. And he couldn't, he pushed the button and we couldn't hear a thing. And so, we just said, look, just keep going. So he'd be going downhill. We knew the loop was coming up. He just nod his head. We'd all turn the smoke on. We'd pull the loop, come around the backside, nod his head, and we'd turn the smoke off, and then he'd position for the next maneuver. Did the whole show, and he never said a word.
Wow. Yeah. Do any of you ever, ferrying these airplanes, what does it take? Who ferries these airplanes everywhere, and how challenging is that?
We ferry them all ourselves. Wow. Hey.
We get home a lot faster than airlines.
We got autopilot, CD players. We get up about 10,000-12,000 feet and flip our S-Tech autopilots on with GPS steering, and it's nice and cool. Who wants to? I don't have to take my shoes off either.
Yeah, we've got the Aspen. We have the Aspen displays that work absolutely phenomenal. They got approaches in them, so because we fly, if we need to, we'll file IFR, go home, shoot an approach. We've got all the, and Jeppesen helps us with all those databases. I mean, we've got some great sponsors that have helped us get the airplanes to where they are today, where we can comfortably go cross country, and we're not having to, if we get a line of showers or whatever, we've got WSI weather on board, we pick our way through it. I mean, the equipment we have is better than most airliners.
And it's another thing about flying these airplanes. The T-6 that I'm flying, my dad bought the year I was born in 1960. The very one you see me flying, he paid $1,200 for it. And the guy he bought 12 of them for $1,000 a piece. So I know that airplane in and out, and all these guys do too. And we're all certified airplane mechanics. If it's going to break down on the road, I want to be there, because I'll know pretty much how to fix it. And so that's another thing. It isn't that I wouldn't trust another pilot, but I got to get there some way.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What kind of airspeeds, when you're going cross-country, going home, what kind of airspeeds are you talking about?
Usually file around 150 knots.
Are there any of you... days where you feel maybe a little off, you don't feel great, and you get up in the air and you just, for some reason, feel a little bit uncomfortable? What you're doing, does that ever happen?
Well, I was going to say that the worst situation I was ever in, when we went to El Salvador back several years ago, I got into some kind of bad water or food or whatever, and I was sick as a dog, especially the last day. Now Gene, he was actually sick enough that he stood down. He said, look, he said, boys, y'all just go. I there's no way I could do it. But I toughed it out and I stayed with it, but I probably should have stood down too. But it was one of those things that, of course, we were a lot younger then. It was about 15 years ago, and I toughed through it, and we did it. And I flew the first, we did two routines that day. I did the first routine, and I felt okay, and so I went ahead and did the second one. But then that night I really kind of came down with some, I don't know if it was food poisoning or whatever, but I was pretty sick.
Are there any instances or in your memory where you sense that somebody else of the four of you might be having a little discomfort or anything like that? Just about the awareness of the other three guys. So.
Not really. We know each other real well. It's kind of funny. My wife, old Mark over here, we spend so much time on the road in the van, she'll call me on the phone and say, "Hey, what's Wifey doing?" That's my wife's nickname for him, Wifey.
Well, somebody's got to take care of him because he can't. You ask him, "You got your pen?" "No, I don't have my pen." "Well, you got your wallet?" "Where's my wallet? Where's my phone?" So somebody's got to take care of him.
That's true. That's true.
Steve's wife has to pack his clothes in order so he'll know what to wear on what day.
I got a good one, don't I? See, guys, you got to play dumb sometimes, you know. But it all keeps it in the fun, and I've got a good one. We've been together 32 years.
Great. Who's the best pilot among you?
We get asked that a lot, and you know, you can't say that about anybody in here. Some of us have, in my opinion, have better qualities than others. But each of us has his individual thing that he might stand out on. But if you could wrap all of us up at one and mix us up in a bowl, now you'd really have something right there. But everybody's got their thing that they're really, each of us has a special deal.
Yeah, Brian?
Well, one of the things that keeps us together is that we can always take each other down a notch. So, and that way we keep each other in check and keep ourselves on about an even.
Yeah,
even
egos around. You got ego around us. It ain't going. It's going to get chopped up pretty quick.
Yeah, that keeps the communications open, and I mean, we have so much fun doing this. It just, and that's why we like each other.
Gene,
Let me answer the question: who's the best pilot?
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows in formation flying, the Blues, the Thunderbirds, that the slot pilot has the hardest job. He's got a bigger circle to fly. I can teach a monkey how to fly their position.
All right, we're going to take him down a notch when he gets done, guys.
Well, keep going, Gene.
But seriously, you know, talking about different positions on the team and what's hard, you know, what's the hardest position and that kind of stuff, which relates to who's the best pilot. You know, in the slot, the airplane gets beat up harder because we're trying to fly a bigger circle. So we've got Gene and I have to fly faster than Mark to make it look right. And then Steve's always getting the rolls into him. And you know, Brian has certain issues that he has. And Mark has to do all the planning as he's coming into the box and everything. So each one of us is thinking about a little bit different thing that we're going to do as we get to go on a maneuver. And together, if we've done it and thought it out right and it works out right, you know, we've accomplished what we wanted to. You know, right. I don't think we've ever flown an absolutely perfect air show. Now, we've flown some really, really good air shows. You could always sit around and say, well, if I could have done this a little bit better or that or whatever.
But do you do that? Do you post-show, do you chat it up?
Yeah.
I know the Blues do. Yeah, and right.
Yeah, my knee right here that you see, this was a screw-up on a barrel roll. And Alan advised Gene and Brian to hold me down, and Mark and Steve kicked me in the knee. You know, and that was just for messing up a barrel roll. But we kid each other. But seriously, if you screw up something, you're going to hear about it big time.
Steve, do you have something you wanted to say about Gene?
Oh, geez, where do you want me to start? Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, but I am proud of Gene. He's... 76, and it's pretty amazing. He does an awesome job, and you know, we have some people say, "Well, when is it time to quit?" You know, when they try to take Bob Hoover's medical away from him, Bob knew when it was going to be time, and we watch Gene, and he's never scared me. And he feels good. And
hey, Gene's flying's getting better. Seems like it's like a fine line.
Yeah,
he just needs a few days off. He's good.
But when they cleaned his pipes out, he was a new man then.
Yeah.
Well, what a pleasure to get acquainted with all of you. Thank you for doing this. In a couple of minutes, Mark is going to get with Sam Bass, our Sam Bass, and who's there, and walk around and learn more about these airplanes.